Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There in Colossians chapter number 1, we find our key verse there is verse number 11. Verse number 11, and I'll just start in verse 10 to give some context. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, which we learn were fruitful through patience. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We read that in 1 Peter. We ought to add that knowledge to our virtue. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. With joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. We're to be strengthened in the Lord. It says unto all patience. So we started with patience. We just read about much patience, and now unto all patience. So we know that it's required in our walk with the Lord. It cannot be ignored. And I know it's tough sometimes to be patient, especially when we live in a world where you have anything and everything just as quick as you can. We live in a world of drive-thrus and fast foods and movies on demand of you name it. It's just there. You want it, it's a click away. And if it takes more than a minute or two to get it, you know, I ain't waiting for this to load, or I ain't waiting, I got better things to do, you know. They say the average attention span for someone on a website, if you're going to tune to a website, the studies and all they have, they say is about 5 seconds. They said if you don't capture their attention in 5 seconds, they're gone. You lose them. That's it. I've seen squirrels focus on things for longer than 5 seconds. But it's just the society in which we live. Well, a side effect of that, you'll find so many interesting facets of this. It's kind of like a diamond. There's just so many. The more you turn it, the more you can admire it. And there's so many facets to this that you begin to see things in a little bit of a different light, where people that, I'll be very careful lest we be misunderstood here, but people that you are so easily viewed as fanatics or radicals, when you start to see these things that they're saying is going on behind the scenes, or these conspiracies, or whatever you may say, as you begin to see the side effects of some of the other things in society, while they may take it a bit too far, you begin to see where they're coming from, though. In the midst of an instant on-delivery society, we've lost so much of our patience compared to past generations. So much. I mean, you talk about people that they go out, they've got their own gardens, they built their own homes, all these kinds of things. And man, we can't wait for a tomato plant to grow. It's too much work, takes too long, you know? If it's not instant, we don't got the patience for it. Well, that kicks into our spiritual walk, in that since we can't exercise patience in our mind, our daily life, suddenly we no longer have the patience for the things of Christ either. So is there some dark forces out there that twist and shape society? It has a direct impact on our spiritual walk. And I'm not out here to justify that every conspiracy about there's a demon behind this or a Satan worshiper here, things like that. I'm not validating any of that. What I am saying is we need to be careful the impact that we let the world have on our spiritual walk, even down to the way we live our life. Our entire lifestyle is defined by society and the things of the world, whether it's our 9-to-5 job, the kind of home we have, the car we drive. We have to own automobiles to get to and forth because that's the society we live in. Nothing's within walking distance easily, although you can. But I understand the arguments for needing these things. But you start to see as you adapt to these principles, suddenly your time becomes very scarce. Suddenly your finances become very stretched. Suddenly your patience wears very thin. And all of this all of this becomes a hindrance in our walk with Christ when we allow it, because these things take the focus. So you understand what we're addressing here. Not a big plot or conspiracy out there. It's just the Bible truth that the world out there affects our personal life. Should we allow it? So in Colossians there, it talks about being strengthened unto all patience and long-suffering. And now we have that tag with joyfulness. So don't only be patient, but do it with joy, with thanksgiving for the goodness of the Lord. And it's hard to concentrate on when you're enduring hardships, but we talked about this morning those things that help you. It helps you with patience, not just being better and not bitter. It's kind of an all-encompassing, it helps you with your patience when you remember how close the Lord is to us. So we find the importance of being strengthened in the Lord unto patience. Unto patience. And we were going to move on to godliness and then brotherly kindness and charity. But I don't think time will allow us to examine those to the extent that we ought to. So let's just give you a few more verses. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. It's just the next book over. I'm trying to keep y'all. I know how it can be flipping around trying to find your book. So if you've caught on yet, we're moving in a straight line across Bible. We were at 2 Peter. We jumped back one place, and we're just moving a straight line. So if you start flipping backwards, you're going the wrong way. So 1 Thessalonians. At the very beginning of the book, he's talking about, we give in verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. How many times is this word patience going to be referenced in Scripture? And this isn't a variation of the word. This is the same word that we're reading that we ought to be adding, that we ought to be adding to our temperance, the same patience. They had a reputation for it. If we don't have a reputation for it in our life, it needs to be addressed. We're supposed to have added to it. How long have we been under the teaching of God's word, and we still haven't added this attribute of patience to our life? And that's what Scripture's telling us here. These people were known for it. Still there in... Well, we'll get out of 1 Thessalonians. Turn on over to 1 Timothy. So you got Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, and you got 1 Timothy. So we're staying still pretty close. So y'all just stay with me here, and we're just going to read a few more verses, and we'll be done. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Turn on over to chapter 6. He's talking about, here in chapter 6, he's talking about some teaching and if people are teaching otherwise and drawing people away and the dangers of false doctrines and false teachings. And then in verse 11, he says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." What things? Well, the things he mentioned in previous verses, the temptations, the foolish lusts, the love of money. Flee these things. Don't even fool with them. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The things that we go out during the week and strive for, we ought to be striving after these things that have just been documented. Just like we read in Philippians 4:8 about the things we ought to think on. If there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. Well, here he's saying follow after these things. Be thinking about these things while you're following after these. After what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And we read earlier that against these things, there's no law. You can't go wrong with these attributes in your life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.